Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. I'm so excited to share about my March micro delights in today's mini edit. The first is just a small little thing, but I have been delighting in it so much that I wanted to share, and that is my recycled glass jar project slash collection. So it's pretty simple. I have just been trying to save as many glass jars as possible from the recycling bin, and I have been using them for everything from drinking glasses, food storage, a vessel for when I make little spice blends like my pizza seasoning. And I've also used them as food gifts. I actually have a local friend who goes through a lot of jam jars, the kind with the red and white checkered lid. They're so cute. And over the years, I've taken a lot of these jars off her hands. I first saw that she was getting rid of them through our Everything is Free City page. And then I told her, I will take these jars off your hands in perpetuity because they are so great for holding my everyday basics like magic salt, as well as for preparing food gifts. I would say the one thing I'm a little bit fussy about is wanting the paper labels, for example, whether it's an olive jar, salsa, or whatever, to come off completely. And this usually works if I soak the jar in the sink and then run it through the dishwasher. My second micro delight is my kitchen scale. And I'm not sure why, as someone who bakes a lot, but it has taken me a long time to get to the party on weighing instead of measuring with cups. And now I'm a huge fan of measuring out by the scale. I don't even have a fancy official kitchen scale. In fact, the one I use in the kitchen is one that I bought years ago when I had my paper design company, Posh Peacock, and was regularly weighing items for shipping. And you don't need anything fancy, as far as I can tell. All you need is the key that allows you to toggle for the unit of measurement, so ounces versus grams. And also the zero out function, which is the ability to place a bowl on the scale before you turn it on and have it read at zero when you turn it on. It's not only more exact, but it means just shaking things into your measuring bowl, no need to use and wash measuring cups. Now, speaking of measuring cups and not needing to use them anymore, my next micro delight makes me giggle a little bit because it is cheese powder. I mentioned in my recent mini edit on four tasty bakes that I have a couple new savory recipes that have made it into my recipe binder, and both of them required cheddar cheese powder, which I had never bought before, and now I am kind of obsessed with it because it makes things taste so good. The two recipes I have used the cheddar cheese powder in are my garlic herb mac and cheese and the everything cheddar pastry twist, but I've also seen that you can add cheese powder as well as some garlic and onion powder to bump up the flavor on pizza dough, which I think is totally genius, and I'm going to try that next. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And what was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her StoryWorth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, StoryWorth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. My next micro delight is to be filed in the small investment, as in under $25, but major reduction in aggravation department. And it's related to my dog, and it is related to food storage. We usually have two large dog food bags going for James so we can mix things up. Our kitchen is very, very small, so there's no good place to put these bags in the kitchen. And so until recently, these bags were in the garage on the floor, each with a plastic cup on it and held closed with a chip clip. And since it is a hassle to access the food like this twice a day for feedings, my solution had been to have two recycled quart containers, the kind you would get at the grocery store in the prepared foods area, and I would fill them up in the garage so we would have 2 days worth of food at a time. But somehow the job was still sort of annoying. I think it was getting in and out of the bags and then scooping with these cups and getting kibble crumbs on my wrists as I was doing this process. I don't know. The whole thing was really, really aggravating. Recently, when I was shopping at Chewy.com, I looked up dog food bins because a friend of ours has a very large square one in their kitchen next to their dog food bowl, and they had the perfect solution, a more narrow bin and also a rectangle option that sits on top. And it actually includes a scoop. It's three pieces, the scoop plus the bigger bin on wheels and the smaller rectangle bin for another food option for under $25. This solution has been so much better. It's tidier, it's easy to access, and it keeps the food fresher since it's a snap lid, not a chip clip. My last micro delight is something I am getting daily delight out of. If you follow me on Instagram or read my Substack, you may have seen that there's been a lot of underwear content starting a few weeks ago. And it started with a really funny conversation I had with friends about how infrequently we adults seem to buy underwear despite it being a really high use item. And it led me to post just a silly little poll about what it takes to get people to buy underwear, whether it's rect elastic versus gaping holes. And so many people responded to this that I decided to crowdsource brand ideas because I was really curious about what my next underwear would be. The responses positively poured in. I had no idea that I would get over 40 brand recommendations and both qualitative and quantitative data that led me to create a pie chart on the top recommended brands. I will link that Substack post in the show notes, but meanwhile, I wanted to share that I bought a pack of the Soma Vanishing Edge undies to try because they have wedgie-free technology. Yes, you heard that right. Anyway, I'm thrilled to report these underwear are comfortable. They're wedgie and line-free. I am so happy. And now I'm just curious to see how they hold up through wash cycles over time. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.